You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Mag Sync on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Time for the double dip of the mini layer rocker.
Jimmy, Kelly Hepper draws her listeners into an emotive experience, offering a vicarious catharsis for all. Hepper's heartfelt songs are generally rich with self-expression, revealing a deep authenticity. Kelly is performing throughout the month of April at Wisconsin's famous landmark Cave of the Mounds in a series called Sound Baths. And here with us in the studio to perform a few songs and tell us what a sound bath is, a Madison singer-songwriter, Kelly Hepper. Kelly, welcome to Mag Sync Radio.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
You know, Kelly, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your backstory?
Well, I'm just a little white girl from northern Wisconsin, you know.
what town in northern?
Manitowoc. I grew up in Manitowoc.
Oh, yeah.
It was very homogeneous up there for a long time there. I moved here in 2010 and to go to school as a non-traditional student. I was a mother with two kids and just really fell in love with Madison, and I felt just a different sense of home here. And I was born and raised in Wisconsin, in Manitowoc, but I feel like I'm spiritually reborn here in Madison.
How did you get into music?
Oh, it was just my coping mechanism.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, and still.
Like when? How long ago?
I mean, I wrote my first piano song at 8.
Oh, okay.
I still love it.
Okay, so your parents put you in piano lessons?
Yeah, I never learned to read music. I don't understand why that's not color-coded.
You learn how to play piano without reading music?
Yeah, by ear. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I have several.
That is non-traditional.
I have several piano songs I've written, and I love them, but I forget them because I don't know how to write them down. So.
Hmm. Kelly Hepper is live with us here in the lair, 844-967-2789. So when you came to Madison, you've rooted here. You live here
mm-hmm.
now, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you ever play shows up in Manitowoc? And
I haven't. I think that one day I will, but I just haven't.
Okay.
Now, let's get to some live music in the lair with Kelly Hepper, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called Merry Go Round. Is this a song about spinning?
No, it's about getting off that spin.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
It is about spinning.
Yeah. Yeah. My head was spinning from a toxic relationship, and there was kind of this, I had, you know, just been going through my own inner work, and I was in a place of a lot of reactivity. But at this point, when I wrote this song, it was like this place where I found a choice point. And it was just like, I can step off of that. And I don't have to, I can be in a place of stillness where a choice point shows up and I can make a different choice. So
let's check it out right now. Kelly Hepper is live in the lair. It's Mag Sync on Saturday night.
Your merry-go-round, no thanks, I'm good. See, my head's been clear for a little while now, and I'm out of the woods. You couldn't pay me to go back, you'd have to catch me in a net. But I'm stronger still, even more than before. You put a bolt on every door and I melted with my will. Anything you said before doesn't matter to me anymore. I am hold of me now. I set my course, I chose my path, opened my heart, feet in the grass, and released my guilt, shame, and fear. Now I won't tear anything, reducing my cheer is counteractive to my deal. Set apart, I use my heart. Set apart, I use my heart. Wishing souls is my new goal. I'm able to. See, the shame is something real, not always seen, but I can feel it. But you try, I bet you will. Anything you said before doesn't matter to me anymore. I am amazing. I am strong and still. hold of me now. You don't got a hold of me now. I do not come on my own authority. I am an angel of the light. It goes against your conventional wisdom, but this is my right. I do not come on my own authority. I am in service of the light. I live it here now where I found you, in the corners of the night. Hey, yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I am amazing. I am strong and still. I intend alignment with divine creator's will.
Beautiful. Max Inc. on Civic Media. Kelly Hepper live in the lair. Don't forget, if you want to call or text your questions, you can do that right now. 844-967-2789.
Kelly, tell us about going to the new music industry night in Madison for COPA, which is Community Organizations Promoting the Arts. It's an open jam with workshops. What do you know about it?
Oh, yeah. I started going in December and it was, yeah, a friend told me about it. I'm like, let's go, roll the dice. And it's great. They have a house band, and then you just sign up at the door if you want to step in and play some music, and they'll rotate people in. And then they have a featured performer, and it's every other Monday. And I just started printing my music and bringing it and say, okay, guys, you want to try this with me? So they would just kind of on the fly go and, you know, try to back me up. And so it's been fun, and I actually was the featured performer this last time, and I think the next one is April. Yeah, first Monday in April. So yeah, it's I'm meeting new musicians and looking for people to collaborate with them, so I get to kind of feel them out. You know,
that's kind of the edge of Madison in Fitchburg.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And they're actually going to be building a campus there. If I'm correct. Yeah, that's Dale Sticko,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
COPA. It's Community Organizations Promoting the Arts. They have an open jam. And when did you say
it's
that
on
was?
Monday nights, every other Monday.
Every other Monday
they
night.
Got a lot of cool stuff going on there, so it's worth checking it out.
And what are the workshops like?
Oh, they did like a writing workshop, like how to write a screenplay.
Wow.
Yeah. And I thought that was cool. It got snowed out, so.
Oh.
But yeah, it's worth, a lot of different stuff, so I'd check it out.
So at 40, you have a new perception. You are shedding identity. What does that mean?
I'm 40, so yeah, I saw a video where someone was talking about like, yeah, you know, it's like a whole new life. It's like I've dealt with a lot of the insecurities of my youth, and you know, it's like I have a whole nother life I get to live without carrying that baggage, you know, all these different things I thought, you know, that I thought I was. And one I was talking before with you with my religious indoctrination, I didn't realize that I was just walking around the world with this belief in my base programming, believing that I'm bad. So wow. I just had a lot of guilt, like walking through the world, and I didn't even realize it was just like static in the mm-hmm. background. So just really looking underneath of like the who and what I am and shedding the stuff that is not really true to who I am at my soul level. So I like the new version who I am now. I like myself a lot better than I did last year, and I thought I was pretty great last year. So I'm just going to keep working on shedding the stuff that is not me and stepping into who I truly am.
Wow, it sounds like a Tool song. 46 and 2.
I can only imagine too that that's going to be, you know, that's going to be an ongoing process.
Oh yeah. I mean, once you start, I mean, I really don't understand not doing the inner work, cuz it's like I thought I was in a box, and then I found the edge of the box, and I was like, "Oh," and I broke those walls down, and I'm like, "Okay, now I'm free." Oh wait, I'm just in a bigger box. Where's the new edge?
Yeah.
So,
oh, wow.
Wait until you hit 50.
Oh, I'm going to be so shiny.
What do your kids think?
Oh, that I'm a nut.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, though. That's all right.
Yeah.
But nice. They, yeah. How old are they right now?
They're 17 and 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, going to be 18. Yeah.
Wow. Oh. So right there.
Yeah.
Are you going to be an empty nester? Are
they? No.
No? Okay.
Do kids leave the nest? No, my first one left the nest. And she loves it. She said she's never coming back. I don't blame her. She's very clean and I'm a slob. So bless her. I want to be just like her when I grow up.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Kelly Hepper, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight hasn't even been recorded yet. It's called Darkest Before Dawn. Is this a song of warning or hope?
It is a song of hope. Yeah, it's, I guess especially in the transformational work that I do, I can kind of tell when it's like myself is fighting myself. And it's like, that's when I can tell, oh, there's going to be a breakthrough soon. Because it's like the ego doesn't want to die. I mean, its job is to keep you safe. But then when I'm in it, feeling that that crunchy spot, I go, oh, wait a minute. This is probably, I'm on the verge of shedding a layer. And so, yeah, I really like the poetry of this one. It's a collaboration with my friend Adrian Wallner, who's a poet in the Northern Woods. And yeah, Darkest Before Dawn.
Kelly Hepper is live in a lair. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
They say the darkest is just before dawn. Well, I've been feeling this darkness for far too long. But we can't see the light when our eyes are closed. Gotta open up, let the shadow be exposed. The darkness I found in me was connected to everyone like a tree. I face the darkness in me, I face it in you. Trying to read a reflection of what is true. And yeah, we trigger and twitch and pull each other's strings, snagging ourselves on splinters and stings, or taking the route to unravel our tension. To light the way to sincere expression. To be honest with you, it's been with me my whole life. The battle scene of shadow and strife is opening up for something better. Out of the darkness and into the light. Can you feel me? Can you feel me? And I may lead you to the devil's door. And I may lead you to the devil's door. And I may lead you to the devil's door. But we've been here before. Yes, we've been here before. And we may see that the devil is just a long lost friend. And we'll remember how to live in light again. Can you feel me? Can you feel me? In the darkness, we can grow. Yes, in the darkness, it will show that our roots connect to give us strength. Our taproots feeding this wavelength. The love inside of me, it's inside of you.
Very nice. Kelly Hepper live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, 844-967-2789. Kelly, one of the things I'm excited to talk to you about tonight are the sound baths at the Cave of the Mounds. Tell us about this. Are Speedos encouraged here?
Oh, I mean, Speedos are always encouraged. Okay, please good, don't good. Take your shirt off.
Jimmy, do you have a Speedo?
No.
I already saw you in one in my mind, so.
Oh, boy.
It's red. It's great.
I'm really sorry about that.
That sounds like something from that Darkness song we just heard.
I'll give you my card that I have from my therapist later.
Oh, sure. Okay.
She's great.
Yeah, it's actually called Guided Meditation and Vibrational Sounds at the Cave of the Mounds. It's a ticketed event, so 4:30 to 6. It's like guided meditation, and then it ends in the main area of the cave where I will be doing sound bath. I have crystal singing bowls, and they're very beautiful, meditative, and I do sound baths once a month on the second Sunday of the month at a place called Clarity in Middleton. And so every Sunday in April, they'll be at the Mounds. 4 to 6:30 or whatever I just said before was correct. The thing with like meditation and such, it's getting started in meditation. It's not really that fun, but remembering that like the space between the notes is as important as the notes themselves. Mm. And with this, you know, state of affairs out in the world, a lot of people are dysregulated, and just coming into presence is like so valuable, so important for us. So a sound bath is really a great way to just be nourishing yourself.
You know, you mentioned the world today. It comes at you so fast, so hard, so awful most of the time.
I know.
It's hard to process.
So I know. I couldn't stop that Speedo picture from just popping in my head.
Even though you told yourself no, right? It just comes. Well, tell me about the guided what did you call it? A guided meditative experience through the cave? What's that like?
Well, I'm not doing that part, so I don't know. But I assume that it's someone with maybe a soothing voice.
I mean, you hang out like by the stalactites and stalagmites.
A meditative walk through and ends there.
In a Speedo.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool. But it's 50 degrees, so bring layers, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Kelly, you said you also do personal sound healing sessions with intuitive energy work.
Yeah.
You incorporate a variety of techniques, including vocal toning.
That's right.
What's that?
Yeah, so I was somewhere along my journey, I just started to recognize organically that I could feel energy coming out of my hands. And I just was like, what's this? I read a coffee table book on Reiki, and I was like, let's Reiki each other. It's not Reiki what I do, because I haven't been fully trained in Reiki. But we all do guys, do you believe in this energy? That we're all just swimming in it. Everything is energy.
Yeah.
So I'm being aware of my energy, and in my mind, I'm imagining that I'm just tapping into God energy. It doesn't really matter what anyone actually believes. It's just like, come with playful curiosity. And so my sessions, I have clients laying on a table, a treatment table, fully clothed with a little blankie. It's very like nurturing. And I use different tools to just kind of like bring someone into relaxation. Mm. But a big part of it is touch. I just place and hold my hands. I usually start at their feet and just guide them into like a little bit of breath work. And I'll do vocal toning over it. So I'm just going, oh, just like bringing you into presence. And just
wow. I'm feeling relaxed right now. But listen, we only have a few minutes left and we have one more song. So let's get to it and get a little healing going. This next song, it's called Nighttime Baby. Why don't you just go ahead and get into it?
Yes, it's a lullaby. So it's nighttime, baby. The moon is high in the sky, and the stars are all around. Night has come, and it's time to put all your worries away. I'm always near, I never go far. The playground's silent in the dark. No one's playing in the park, in the dark. Close your eyes, just let them fall. Mama's never too far. Good night, my baby, your dreams are waiting for you. Tomorrow's a new day, and it's just for you. Mama's love for you can never fade away. Mama's love never sleeps. Mama's love never sleeps.
Wow. Kelly Harper are pulling off the acapella tonight in the Maxine studio.
I don't think we've ever had that on
Maxine. That was fantastic. Other than the UW Matters, yeah, yeah. But that was like 13 guys. Yeah. Kelly Harper, you're a solo. You knocked that out of the park.
Oh,
wow. That was amazing.
Well, I appreciate it.
Have you ever done acapella work with just with other than that song or singing alpaca, like a barbershop quartet or anything like that?
Well, I mean, in like high school, choir and stuff. I sing to myself, you know.
Yeah. Do it more. That was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, where can people come out and see Kelly Harper play live?
Hepper. Hepper like pepper.
Pepper. I'm sorry.
Mm. It happens. It happens. I'm getting used to it.
No, you're not.
I often play at Cargo Coffee, but I don't have any shows on the books, but come out and see the sound and participate in Sound Bath. You can check me out on my website, kellyhepper.com, Hepper like pepper. Facebook, Instagram, High Priestess of Harmony on Instagram.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Hey, you know what? You should probably put a shirt on, cover that speedo.
Okay. I'll do that. Need the shave as well, I guess.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.